Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. On Fridays, as you know, we kind of slow things down a little bit. We do the national, regional, and local business news, but then our interview segments tend to take a look at, our restaurant of the week. And our restaurant of the week this week is Streetcar 209. With us is JC. JC, welcome to the Business News Hour, man.
Well, thanks for having me. Hi.
So you were originally with the Flying Marsupials?
Yes. Bunch of fun with a bunch of late nights and barely skirting jail cells at times.
That is a very famous Iowa band.
Well, bless your heart. Yeah, famous in our minds at least. No, it's a lot of fun. Popular, I will admit.
Yeah. How long did you guys play?
That band, 89, broke up in 2003, but there were some reunitements along the way. So it's some good reason. And we just played the going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last Labor Day weekend. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So it's a reason to get together.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It's very kind.
Flying Marsupials. If that name sounds familiar, we've got one of the original members in studio today. But we're not talking about marsupials. We're talking about foodstuffs.
Yes.
Let's back up here. Why did you call your restaurant Streetcar 209?
It was lovely. I was going to say a lovely thing happened in 1916. It probably wasn't too lovely back then, but a friend came in on a birthday of mine one day and showed me this streetcar number 209 that hit the building where we're at right now.
Really?
was the Grand Theater at that time. And a streetcar lost its brakes coming down the hill from the Capitol, slid off the tracks and slid into the Grand Theater. And there's photos on it. Fun Facebook site. It's called Streetcar Friends of Des Moines Streetcar Friends, something to that effect. And you'll see photos of it. Newspaper clippings and
so there was an actual streetcar that ran into the building where your restaurant is.
Yes, yep. Few people got some scrapes and cuts, and it just made for a nice reason to name it. We needed to rebrand here. We chose to rebrand a couple years ago, so we had that little meeting of what are we going to call it now? And with the Streetcar 209 had this fun name, came kind of its motif, kind of speakeasy, kind of, you know, that's the motif. You'll see it kind of speaks to that era.
Now, when you're talking about rebranding, this was also the location for House of Bricks, right?
The House of Bricks. We moved in 2005, and it had a whole lot of fun until the end of a couple years ago. we needed to polish the place.
But that was one of those places, House of Bricks.
Yeah.
That was known far and wide for all kinds of great music.
Truly.
Lots of live acts come in there.
Truly, 20, 30 bands a week.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah.
And some famous. I should have prepared. I could have dropped a few names of some kind. But yeah, it was a beautiful thing, went on there for a long time. But I'm really liking the redo. I guess the owners got old, so we kind of made the room a little more mature.
There you go. Yeah. So Streetcar 209 is now a restaurant, and it is. You also have a rooftop area, right?
The rooftop patio. It was affectionately known as the rooftop. A full outdoor rooftop, 50-foot of bar, and all the coolers, bathrooms, everything you might need to have a leisurely afternoon in the sun is right on top of the Streetcar 209.
When we were first contacted about Streetcar 209, which I did not know much about, I decided to look you up.
Okay.
And you have lots of fans in East Village.
Fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully all good. But yeah, it's a lovely neighborhood just for that. Pretty close-knit. The neighbors all tend to know each other. When you walk into a business in the East Village, you're usually talking to owners,
right?
Which is just the greatest thing. My idea of a great night is just to stroll store to store, to restaurant to bar, and just catch that eclecticness. And I'm usually talking to good friends that also own the joint.
Well, you were there long before East Village was cool.
You know, they give us a little credit for pushing the nightlife, but you're right. It was still kind of dog-eared a little bit. Yeah, but before. They had a at least a lot of the momentum was going with the
right.
You know, the city push, the city help, and you know, maybe some state money. I don't know, but yeah, you could see it coming. But yeah, there wasn't too many things there before us.
Uh-huh. All right, so let's talk about the restaurant. What is it that you guys do that you might say is unique? What kind of food do you offer people there?
Comfort food.
Comfort
Nancy,
food.
Comfort, I would say that. You know what I mean? Stick to your bones. You know, we're not helping you with your diet too much. Great portions, a lot of homemade for a fair price. And we've always thought that way. Great product, great value for a price. But a lot of homemade. The preppers, the kitchen crew, and Nancy's a co-owner, and it's all her food systems and recipes. She's always cared about doing it right instead of just warming up a bag of something. So that's a point of difference, I think, and it keeps the regulars coming back.
Yeah, we're talking about Streetcar 209 with JC. JC, tell me, you also are open for breakfast? That's kind of an oddity, isn't it?
A newer thing. So glad to be here for that, to try to spread the word on a menu breakfast now, Tuesday through Fridays, 7 to 10 a.m. And then on the weekends, we take care of your breakfast needs with this ongoing buffet. It's been a long time successful buffet. It's Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 2. Go ahead and so have a bottomless mimosa.
So you can sleep in a little bit.
Just a little, it feels like it. Yeah. Thankfully, don't bug us on a Monday. We're not there. But that even changes, too. As the rooftop weather comes, we usually go to 7 days.
Really?
So this is the cold. Cold operating.
No rooftop this time of the year.
Right, right.
So we're doing breakfast and lunch and dinners?
Yep, dinners. Yeah, we trick you there, too. Because we're only breakfast and lunch on Tuesdays, and then it goes breakfast, lunch, dinner, Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday is the brunch only.
Got it.
And then
so
go home.
When we talk about good old American comfort food, what's your favorite? Meatloaf?
Biggest,
mashed potatoes?
I know what you mean. A pot roast dip. Think of a Philly dip, you know, the au jus. That's the biggest selling sandwich, along with the Graziano sausage, you know, and cheese and good breads. They sell a lot of the salads, fresh greens.
You've got a lot of folks that are culturally indisposed towards all the heavy food, so they got to have salads.
Yes,
right?
Better.
Yeah,
and I tell you, this time it gets a little colder. Our soups, there's usually two or three homemade soups that's talk about retailing. Those fly out the door.
And you're in a location where people who are now living there. I mean, the people that are moving to that part of town with all of the new developments going on. You got a lot of business right in your back door.
It looks like in the future it looks great, too. You can see a hotel coming online soon, and they can't build the residences fast enough.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in the pipeline, so welcome that. Just bring more people right to the block there, right to the neighborhood.
Streetcar 209 is our restaurant of the week. We're talking with JC about what is it's got to be a unique experience. And the people that I talked to about Streetcar 209 said it really is a unique experience.
Nice.
It's just a little different, right?
You keep y'all coming back. Yeah, let's be different.
So how do you go from musician, bar owner, to restaurateur?
It's a lot of years ago. The bar that Flying Marsupials had a show at, we had an engagement. It abruptly closed. Well, I knew the real owner. They had sold it on some sort of agreement. The current operator defaulted. And so guess what? It's going back to the true owners. The contract was kind of broken. Well, I knew him good enough to have a few beers with it. Before we got out of that meeting, they didn't want it back. You know what I mean? So before we got out of that meeting, we shook hands and I bought a bar, basically, the old Connie's Lounge. It was on Merle Hay Road years ago. So there I had bar number one. Well, there's the sickness. All of a sudden, another bar becomes available on some level. And I was up to three once and moved the House of Bricks from Merle Hay downtown. That's like doing another bar. Put a rooftop on it will drive you crazy with opening another business. It's self-abuse, I think.
It really is.
This is hard on me.
And you you appear to me that you go a mile a minute. Huh?
Yeah, I suppose. Yep. Yeah, I can. Yes.
Always creating.
always great.
You're always great.
I had an energy drink or something. Just think, be off the chain.
So, all right. So it's called Streetcar 209, Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. It is our restaurant of the week. Go down there and experience something really, really different. And that's what everybody has told me. It's very, very different.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So what else with regard to Streetcar 209? Any signature drinks that you guys do down there?
You know, Full Stock Bar, the bar keeps get credit for doing a good job. I did want to point out entertainment. The little stage is still going there.
Still,
it's nice. It's that got mature to it. It's a little more chill, a little more laid back. So singer-songwriter type of thing, you know, acoustic-y. Although the Say What Poetry started at the House of Bricks years ago, it still goes. It's almost 14 years of Lenny and Bo doing this spoken word.
Right.
A good venue for that. It's just a little not too noisy.
So as the food and as the atmosphere has matured, so too has the entertainment.
Yes. Yep. So visit a show, you know, rarely a cover charge, so it's easy just to see what's going on. And I think you'll find just comfortable, and you mentioned a good beverage and good food and amazing owners.
Oh,
and,
of course.
Yeah, great looking. Yeah, we get mixed up with and the phone rings. But, yeah.
Good stuff. His name is JC, ladies and gentlemen, and he is, he is Streetcar 209.
Yeah.
And a streetcar that hit the building. That's just crazy, man.
Google it. Yeah, it's awesome.
You got to check it out. So there's a Facebook page we could look at.
Please, yep. Streetcar 209 has a Facebook page. The Rooftop has a Facebook page, too. So look there for specials and, of course, including the entertainment.
Of course. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
So glad to be here. Have a good weekend.
This is good stuff. All right. A Friday with JC from Streetcar 209, our restaurant of the week. If you missed any of that interview, we will have it up on our podcast, and we'll keep throwing that out on social media over the next couple of weeks so you can find out more about Streetcar 209. All right. We've got to duck aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.